You know, another thing that has come out in the last couple of years has been this whole issue of delayed use of aromatase inhibitors, particularly from the MA-17 trial and letrozole. Yeah. And I'm curious what your thoughts are about management of women who've had tamoxifen in the past or who've never had endocrine therapy for whatever reason. Yeah. Maybe theoretically they should have and refused it or whatever. Yeah. What do you think is a reasonable approach to patients like that clinically?
Well, I think that the data showing that the ER positives tend to relapse late are that's really quite convincing. And I think Paul Goss has done a good job in showing that. And clinically, it seems appropriate that you might, even if a patient hasn't had any endocrine therapy, hasn't had tamoxifen, and she's, say, node positive, I don't know why she would not have had tamoxifen, but say she did, it seems appropriate to start the aromatase inhibitor on a one-off basis. We don't have data strictly in that clinical situation. Although in New Zealand and Australia, they're just starting up a late introduction trial, even if there's been no treatment in the situation we're just discussing, or if there's been quite a gap between tamoxifen and starting up. So we'll be getting those data some years from now, I guess, but on a one-off basis, it seems to be a logical thing to do. I think the data from MA-17 are quite convincing.
Another strategy that's been discussed in the U.S., I think within the CALGB, is the idea of using delayed Faslodex fulvestrant. And I'm not sure if they're going to move forward with that, but yes. What do you think about that?
That's an interesting issue. If you've had 5 years of an AI, why not change over to something? And it would be somewhere where Faslodex could go. So that is a trial which is being seriously considered at the moment. And it should be effective. It gets around having an AI for too long. If you had 5 years of an AI, what do you do then? And obviously, some people say go on for AIs for 15 years. That just seems pretty tough. And ultimately, I guess we may end up by giving a series of different treatments in the way that Craig Jordan has shown in his animal models. You might give a bit of estrogen, a bit of anti-estrogen, a bit of AI in a sequence, but that will take some time to work out.
Anything developing in terms of predictors of late relapse to try to guide who to treat?
No, I don't think there is at the moment. I think it's pretty difficult because you get late relapses in node positive, late relapses in node negative, irrespective of tumor type. So I don't think we have anything to indicate who to treat at the moment.